This is KUT. When you think architecture, you probably think about the style and functionality of a building. You may not always think about the people who drew up the plans, but their perspectives can help shape the way our cities look. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on how African-American women are hoping to diversify the field of architecture in Austin.
A couple weeks ago, Devin Pina made a surprising discovery.
I just became a licensed architect. I found out that I am the second Black woman to be licensed in Austin, Texas, altogether, which is nuts.
Pina was keeping her eye on a directory of African American architects maintained by the University of Cincinnati. But that directory is an unofficial record. We turned to some official record keepers to see if Pina really was the second Black female architect currently working in Austin.
So it looks like Ms. Pina is almost correct.
That's Glenn Gary with the Texas Board of Architecture Examiners. He says Pina is set to become the third Black woman architect licensed in Austin after some standard administrative procedures. But there could be even more that aren't accounted for.
Our database has a field for whether you're male or female, for what your race or ethnicity is, some stuff like that. Those fields are totally optional, though. So we have a lot of people who don't answer any of that stuff, so we don't know.
Still, the data does point to an overall lack of diversity in the field. Out of the more than 1,100 architects licensed in Austin, only 7 report their race as African American, and only 274 identified as women. You may be thinking, why does any of this matter? What difference does it make if the person designing a building is a man, a woman, or a person of color? It wasn't so obvious to me at first either, but I'll let Donna Carter explain it to you. She's the first Black woman in Austin with a current architecture license on record.
The form can be very, very important to how a community and a culture survives.
To Carter, architecture is more than just technical design and planning. It's a mode of creative expression, a way of defining your community and your idea of home.
In many, many urban situations, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, the streets are bustling. There are little kids out on the street. They're out on the front porch. It's hot inside. Everybody's kind of out. To me, the very presence of front porches without huge gates in front of them, to me, that's a very welcoming.
I sat down with both Carter and Pina to talk more about diversity in architecture and in neighborhood planning. They agreed that a lack of minority voices can have a lasting impact on our built environment. Take Austin's 1928 master plan, for example, which segregated the city by creating a, quote, Negro district. Black residents were relegated to the area east of I-35, an area that's now rapidly gentrifying. Pina thinks we're still feeling the effects of that planning decision, with thousands of Black residents leaving Austin in recent years.
It's kind of desolate, in my opinion. People who are originally from here can't live in, and it's hard to put a plan together on how to have that mode of expression, to have that ability to sit out on their porch. Or, like, how can they do that if they can't afford
they
to
don't have a
live
porch,
there?
Do
they don't have a porch to sit porch, on.
But maybe it's not completely desolate. The industry seems to be taking notice. Earlier this month, UT School of Architecture launched a new initiative to diversify its faculty, calling race and gender one of the most pressing issues facing the profession. Andrea Roberts is one of the program's first fellows. She's gearing up to teach new courses on race and development.
I like to look at it in a way where we, instead of say these are the deficits that we have in African-American communities and they're under attack, that is absolutely in many ways true, but we have all of these assets. We have all of these skills and this history that we need to bring to the fore to help us to continue to protect and honor these communities.
Donna Carter says she's looking forward to seeing how initiatives like UT's shape the future of architecture and planning. For now, she's happy to welcome Devin Pina into the next generation of Black women architects.
Welcome to the club.
Woohoo!
Saida Hassan, KUT News.